While the board rejected the plan, the Episcopal Diocese and its housing affiliate are free to appeal the decision to the Common Council, which can overturn the decision and allow the project to go forward. The diocese and its representatives have stressed the project will be partially paid for with historic preservation tax credits, and those might go away in the congressional tax debate. Many neighbors oppose the project, partially because they don't like the design. Leslie Edmiston attacked the design and the church sponsorship.
This is a detriment to our neighborhood. The idea that they have to attach this carbuncle to the original church in order to save it is ludicrous. If the building came into the real estate market, it could be repurposed as a living piece of our historic infrastructure without destroying the green space, eliminating the view shed, or obscuring the E.B. Green Rectory.
How easy it would actually be to sell the property for commercial development has been much debated during this fight over the church property. State and federal rules mean the actual church couldn't be divided up in a development, and that's why a large building would be put onto what's now a lawn alongside the church. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.